We now have an update on Haiti. It's been 9 months since the devastating earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people, left 1.5 million homeless, and destroyed much of the capital. The Caribbean nation has made some progress, but many people are still living in camps, and clearing away the wreckage will take months, possibly years. NPR's Jason Beaubien has been traveling to Haiti since the earthquake hit, and he has this report from his most recent visit.
Even the presidential palace in Port-au-Prince is still waiting to be torn down. Behind a wrought iron fence and a long green lawn, the compound's white domes are collapsing in on themselves. Across the street, tens of thousands of earthquake victims are living in makeshift huts, many of which are also falling in on themselves. Fab Gladys says she's been here since the 12th of January.
Yes, the water runs right under us, and we could be sleeping here and not knowing that it rains, and you wake up and you see the water just running right under you.
Gladys's shack, where she lives with her seven kids, is a patchwork of tarps and plastic sheeting stretched over a rough timber frame. She says when it rains, she puts a plastic wash basin over her baby to keep the child dry. This area used to be a park. Leonard Joseph, the coordinator of a local environmental group, is pointing to the piles of garbage and the stagnant green puddles in what used to be a fountain. Look at this, Joseph says. The kids bathe here, they play soccer here. He says the conditions in this camp are inhumane. We've heard that the government has received millions of dollars and aid groups have received millions of dollars for Haiti, Joseph says. But when we compare it to the conditions we're living in here, it doesn't make sense. We haven't benefited at all. While the living conditions in the camp are difficult, they're better than in the weeks immediately after the quake. Now, at least there are portable toilets and communal taps with running water. Small shops have sprung up, selling pasta, bleach, cigarettes. A vendor winds his way down the narrow alleyways between the huts. He's hawking mirrors, combs, hair gel, and other beauty products. Young boys sell small plastic pouches of drinking water. Kids kick a ball. Teenagers flirt. Next month, the school year restarts nationwide. Amidst the chaos, people are moving forward with their daily lives. But the challenges ahead for Haiti remain huge. Aid groups have only built 13,000 transitional shelters for the roughly 1.5 million people left homeless. Unemployment, by some estimates, is over 80%. Rubble removal remains a major task. Across the city, men scamper over collapsed buildings, breaking them apart with sledgehammers. And throughout the capital, people dump wheelbarrow loads of debris along the main roads, where it's eventually picked up in trucks. Basic infrastructure is functioning. The airport, although severely damaged, operates. There's no reliable electricity, but the cell phones work. At the port, cargo is unloaded on temporary floating barges.
As you can see, you see that crane there? That's what happened during the earthquake. It fell in the water, still in the water.
Hugues Desgranges is an advisor to the port director. He's pointing out at a giant industrial crane that's half submerged in the harbor. Before the quake, the port used to be able to unload 7 ships at a time. But now, with the piers destroyed, the floating docks can only accommodate 4 vessels.
Right now, they're using the ship's crane to unload. So it takes more longer time when you're using the ship's crane.
In addition to this logistical bottleneck at the port, many aid agencies say the relief supplies and building materials they're trying to move into the country get tied up in Haitian customs, sometimes for months. Desgranges says Haiti right now is at a critical moment in its history.
I think Haiti needs to make choice. For example, I think Dominican Republic made them. They chose to do tourism, and they took the coast. If you go to Punta Cana and you exploit it, and it works.
Desgranges says you can't build a successful country on humanitarian aid. Haiti, he says, has to figure out what it wants to be.
We need to have a national plan.
He says Haiti didn't just wake up one day and decide it wanted to be the poorest country in the hemisphere. But without a plan for what exactly it's going to be, he says the rebuilding of the country lacks focus and direction. Not all of the news out of Haiti is bad right now. Partners in Health just broke ground on a state-of-the-art teaching hospital about 90 minutes outside the capital. Most of the major streets in Port-au-Prince have been cleared of rubble, making the city more accessible. Many government agencies whose offices were destroyed have relocated and are operating again. And so far this season, the hurricanes have stayed away from the battered nation. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.